Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. And we're back.
Yeah.
And we're back. And we're back. And we're back. Back. We got to dance a little back, back. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to True Story, bro. We're back. Oh.
Cabbage Patch.
Oh, okay. That's a high cabbage patch.
No, because I started here, and then I went up.
Oh, okay.
And then I went down.
You went down?
And I went down.
Go up and down. And we're live. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody on Twitch and YouTube. Hi, everybody. Welcome to True Story, bro.
What's up, people?
Yeah, it's Echo Ninja. I'm here, Ron House.
Ninja that's kicking it with you.
Now, if everybody did see, if everybody's here, who did see the post, I didn't mention that we were going to have a guest, but we're going to have a guest.
I'm kind of surprised what guest we haven't.
Drum roll, please. And coming from Boston, it's Brad from Needless to Say.
It's my boy. What's up?
What is going on? I noticed we got a light crew tonight, so I figured I'd pinch hit. What's going on?
What is up?
The foul mouth of Needless to Say.
Literally the white versions of us.
We don't advertise that way anymore, but yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's okay. Like them, it's okay.
Yeah. So what up, Brad?
Not much, man. I mean, this is what, 3-4 weeks straight Al's been trying to get me on, and then I finally had some free time. The wife is out of town. She's actually down your way in New York City right now.
Oh, okay.
And I got the house to myself, so I figured, what the hell? Let's do a show.
Mine is not well.
So there's no, come all over the place and everything like that?
Oh, absolutely. The walls, are you kidding me? It's like Velcro. You could just throw everything in the place.
Oh, man.
That's the Needless to Say podcast. That's needlesstosaypodcast.com. Available on all streaming platforms.
There you go.
Yes. And so, what is up? How's everybody's week been going so far?
So far, so good. My fiance's birthday was Saturday.
Nice. Awesome.
We had a wonderful time. I took her out to dinner and all this other stuff. And we went to, I think 2 different barbecues this weekend. Yeah. And I think, I had a fairly good time. It was great. What about you guys?
Well, I mean, I kept checking my mailbox, and I wanted to make sure that Echo had my address because I haven't got my invitation yet.
Don't do that.
I'm kidding. I'm so happy for you guys, man. Seems like you guys are having a lot of fun together, and I'll be with you in spirit.
Yes, definitely. Unless you can make it down here on June 25th.
He can.
Jersey?
Yeah.
It's a great way to get to Philadelphia.
I mean, you did it already.
No, I know. I felt bad. You know, you guys all gave me grief that time I came down. I was literally on a train going through.
Yeah,
it wasn't like I could stop and stop all.
He's the one who gave you the biggest grief of all.
Yeah. You know, I'm close. Literally close.
No, I know. I passed you guys. I haven't been down there. All my family moved out of the area. They're all either up here, and by the way, it's not Boston, it's Rhode Island.
Exact Boston. What the?
You were there.
Okay.
For Rhode Island Comic Con.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll be there for Rhode Island Comic Con.
Actually, we won't.
Again?
They shafted us again on a table. It looks like this dream of ours is over.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to do beer festivals now.
Ooh!
Enough with this comic.
I mean, that kind of makes sense anyway.
So what's the deal with them? Why are they shafting you guys?
What happened was, ever since they started up again after COVID, they've given preferential treatment to the biggest booths there, the biggest money makers for them.
Yeah,
they get a rip. just like anything else. That's how these things work. We don't sell anything. We just do it for exposure. So they don't make any money. So we're not really a high priority table. I'm pretty sure that we've had complaints because we do draw traffic and not the best kind. You know, we had one year we were next to this guy selling these really nice custom pens. Mm-hmm. And we were running like the most foul mouthed wrap off across the way. And we were just killing business with people. So I don't know if we're high priority, but we'll see what happens. Beer festivals seem to make sense.
In my eyes, you guys are high priority.
I appreciate that. And, you know, we still have the dream of doing a dual table.
You guys are quite possibly some of the truest freaking podcasts that I've ever heard. So, you know,
appreciate that, man. That's a lot.
And the bluntest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love that shit. That shit is great.
No, man, I've enjoyed it. I'm glad I'm back on here. I do the wrestling show with these guys, but I was telling Al the other night, I'm not sure I'm a wrestling fan anymore.
All
I do is get disappointed by watching stupid wrestling now. Everything pisses me off and everything I do differently. So I don't know if I'm going to devote so much time to it. I'm not a young man.
So you want to be young?
But I'm saying time is valuable. Let's put it that way.
You know, you got kids, you know.
Oh, screw them. I'm not talking about them. So what are we talking about this week? Come on.
Being that, you know, we had a week, technically we had 2 weeks off, and we had a holiday since the holiday passed, you know, Memorial Day passed. And there's some things that happened the week before, and something happened the week before that. But before we get into it, let's start off with the most recent. Let's start off with 3 deaths.
Oh, yeah.
Tina Turner, Ray Stevenson, and Jim Brown.
Now, you're going to have to forgive me. Ray Stevenson, as soon as I saw his picture, I knew I recognized the guy. Yeah. I didn't realize he was so prominent. Like, a lot of my comic book fans and my pop culture fan friends, I should say, mm-hmm. they were really torn up about this. And I think Tall Chris was one of them.
He was probably one of the best Punishers besides the one we have now.
Besides John Bernthal?
Yeah.
Is he the one that did it after Thomas Jane?
Yes. He did Punisher Warzone.
Warzone.
Oh, direct to video amazement.
Yeah.
It was good too.
My mom loved that one. She's the one who told me about Ray's. I was like,
it was way brutal. It was way more brutal than the first one.
It was comic book brutal, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
I'll check.
Like, he really embodied, like,
I got that movie on DVD. I don't give a fuck if people hate it. Like that shit was great.
He really embodied Frank Castle, though. He really embodied it. I was like, oh, god damn.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Thomas Jane one. I like any good revenge story. I did like the Thomas Jane one until Kevin Nash got there. Kevin Nash got out there dressed like the kid on the Cracker Jack box. And somehow he's supposed to be scaring me. It was just one of the worst things I've ever seen. Took me right out of the movie. And then also the bad guy's John Travolta.
For some odd movie, I have a problem with wrestlers guest starring in a movie. You know what I mean? Like they're like some henchmen or some shit like that. I mean, I have a problem with some of them actually starring in one, but that's a whole different story.
I see what you're saying. There was one great one, and this goes back, but Roadhouse, one of the greatest action movies. Has Terry Funk in it.
Yes, it does.
Terry Funk. I mean, you know, they said, can you play a like fake fight as a redneck? And he goes, you know, I have some experience in that area. And then, sure enough,
love
Terry Funk. And another movie from back in the day, which a lot of people it's very underrated. It's a cult classic, which is They Live. Roddy Rod Piper was in that one.
Oh, wrestlers, yeah, being a movie.
And I just love that movie so much.
It's still just used today. Like people still use it today as like. You know, like people are asleep and, you know, stay woke type.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, with the sunglasses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you got like movies like, you know, The Marine 3.
They did 6, I believe.
I'm just talking about 3 when they stopped using John Cena.
Yeah, and then it was Randy Orton, and then The Miz. And
then it was The Miz, and it's like, okay, the Miz. Stop.
Who is it now, Alexa Bliss?
The Miz.
He said Alexa Bliss. And then I saw, like, okay, I saw, like, Walking Tall, and I was like, okay, maybe they can give Rock something else instead of an action film. And then I saw the rest of it, and I'm like, nope, never mind.
There's a meme going around where The Rock is wearing a khaki button-up shirt in, like, 6 of his movies. And it's always soaking wet.
Yeah.
Like he's made the same movie 7 times.
You mean like, what was it, Skyscraper? I mean, Die Hard?
It's funny, you think Walking Tall and you think The Rundown. I'm like, ain't that the same movie?
No, The Rundown was amazing, though. I like The Rundown because the thing is, it didn't take itself seriously.
No.
Walking Tall did.
Because it was based on a true story.
Yes. And I know they were trying an experiment with him, but it wasn't, I mean, and understandably, it was earlier in his career where he didn't have really much of the acting chops to really do.
No, because the first movie he did was the Scorpion King,
which he barely said a word.
Yeah. And then they gave him the solo movie.
Which, not that great.
Yeah. And then he did Walking Tall,
which needed help.
Which was his first movie outside of WWE, so that was completely like.
But The Rundown is what really got him going.
Yeah,
I personally think
he should have stayed with comedy, and he was great in Get Shorty.
Yeah.
And then he did what do you call it? The kids' movie, The Tooth Fairy.
Where he broke his fucking ankle.
Well, I mean, regardless, though, he was known for his sense of humor more than he was for being a badass.
Tooth Fairy, where he broke his ankle. He broke his ankle in what's that movie he did with the daughter? Where he had the long-lost daughter and shit?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He was in the movie. Morris Chestnut was in there.
The
Game Plan?
The Game Changer or The Game Plan, whatever, yeah.
Game Plan.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Something like that, but yeah.
Yep.
That was a good movie.
I didn't see it.
I watched it.
But he did Witch Mountain.
I saw that because and that shit got memed like a motherfucker.
But
I think it's weird that Batista's going to come out of this being the best actor. Out of all the
rest. Not really. I'm proud of it.
To me, I'm surprised by it, but it's great. I think he's taken the most diverse roles. He knew when to get out of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. He's doing it right.
Oh, Batista?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing fantastic with his movie career. He's making all the right choices. I haven't seen
The Rock and Batista like in a movie together.
Because probably one of them doesn't want to act with the other.
They don't like each other. From what I understand, they don't particularly like each other anyway. So, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, well, The Rock, I don't know if you knew this, but he's a bit of an arrogant dude.
Vin Diesel said that pretty out loud.
Yeah, no, Batista made no bones about it. He's like, I want to make a certain kind of movie, and as long as I'm in it with Dwayne Johnson, I'm not leading that movie.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he's done horror movies, and I was like, God damn, he's really good in that shit.
Yeah, the Knock on the Cabin Door or something like that.
Yeah.
That was actually really good.
That excellent movie.
Yes.
Like, he really scares the shit out of me in that movie. I was like, yeah, I'd be terrified of this motherfucker.
But yeah, so Ray Stevenson, yeah, I don't know if they let it out how he passed. Was it something heart failure or something like that?
Let's see how he died.
He died from all of his IMDb page going direct to video.
You're so. Oh, this is why we have you on the show.
I mean, you know what though? I can't deny that you just said that because it's kind of true if you look at his IMDb page.
He died in the hospital, though.
All right.
And then his career was about to skyrocket
with
Ahsoka again.
Ahsoka, yeah.
And then boom. This happened.
He was 58. Damn.
Yeah, that's too young. That's way too young.
Yes, it is.
Way too close to my age.
No cause of death has been revealed, but report hospitalized during filming on an Italian island. Oh, the mafia got him. Got you.
You? What?
I'm sure the mob was targeting Ray Stevenson.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's an inside job. I don't know. Just guessing.
It seemed like he had a lot more fans. That was my point before. I wasn't making fun, really. I mean, it seemed like he had a lot more fans than I realized. Yeah. And I probably know him from a lot more things than I even remember.
Yeah. Me will be missed. I was really hoping that I don't know what's going to happen in Ahsoka. I hope he was going to be like one of those characters that's not dead, but we'll see what happens because we don't know. But we don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay. Let's talk about Jim Brown. The only thing I remember him from is Any Given Sunday.
Well, he's a he used to be a football player for the Cleveland Browns. Like back in the '70s, I think.
That too. At first I thought I was like, wasn't he in I'm gonna get you, sucker?
Yep, he was.
Oh, that was him. Damn. Oh, that was the toe, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. He was funny in that shit.
Wasn't he the one that they started putting him in blaxploitation films and he fought against it?
Yeah.
He wanted to be on mainstream. So he ended up being like a TV guest star on like every show in the 70s. I'm pretty sure I've seen him on The Love Boat 6 times. Probably went to Fantasy Island. He probably did all that jazz. But I got to give it to him. He didn't want to be typecast, even as a former football player. So my hat is tipped for that.
Yeah, I mean, he was a big activist as well, you know, around that time. Where he, of course, like you said, didn't want to be typecast, and he was around during, you know, when they were doing all those. I think he was actually close with the Black Panthers during like the early.
Yeah, he 70s was. Yep.
And the late 60s.
Yep, he was in Slaughters. Yeah. Slaughters, Any Given Sunday, The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't know he was in that. I forgot about that.
When was he in that? I'm trying to think back to every contestant on that show. I don't remember Jim Brown being there.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking at the list. Sorry, no. Other than that. No, he wasn't in that. My fault.
Okay, wrong list. My mind.
Wrong list.
You're bad.
Let's see, movies. What was he in? It still lists him as, like, why are they listing him in this movie? The Running Man. 1987.
No, he was Fireball.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was Fireball. Yeah, he was Fireball.
Fireball.
Holy oh, yeah, God. He was in that. Okay. Yeah, he was in that. He was in Mars Attacks.
There you go.
Original Gangsters. Let's see. Black Gun. Yeah, Black Exploitation movies. There we go. Black Gun. The three the Hard Way. Jim Brown Slaughters. Big Rip-Off.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was in a lot of them.
I think that's why he made I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to make fun of those movies from his IMDb page. Some of them are fun. I won't lie. Some of those movies were fun when they had a decent budget. But when they didn't have any money at all, oh, my God.
It hurt.
Hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, he was in He Got Game. Wait, there was a movie. Wait, what his name was? Hold up. Jim Brown. All-American? Okay, that was, I guess, about his life story.
All right, so it's obvious none of us really knew all that much about Jim Brown. Why are we honoring him again? I'm just curious.
Good point. You know, he was one of the three deaths, because, you know, death comes in threes.
Well, also, like I said, he was also an activist in, like, civil rights movement and stuff like that back in the day. And fun fact about Jim Brown, he's actually he's like a legend in the lacrosse community somehow. I just figured that out. Like, he is like, I'm talking like anybody who plays lacrosse would know him. I would know that he was like a legend in that field. I never knew the guy couldn't even play lacrosse. But that's the same for Tina Turner, though. Tina Turner, she was a rugby player.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God. It's hard to believe she won. Hard to believe she won ducking those punches from Mike.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That punch right there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was funny.
I guess you know what she's rolling though. Sorry. Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Not saying a word.
You know what's fucked up? I just realized about Jim Brown. I was like, wait a minute. Did he do something fucked up? Oh, yeah. He was in the Oval Office with Kanye West and fucking Donald Trump. Like, the fuck was that shit all about? Like, just
what?
When Kanye was in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, it was like, yo, yeah, man. Like, he's like my father. This and that. Like, when he did that shit, I was like, yeah. He was sitting there. Who didn't make. Let's put it up. She's been married for so long beyond Ike's marriage. I didn't realize that both of her sons had passed away.
Yeah, that I know.
I was like, damn.
She like, only stopped performing like what, 5-6 years ago?
Just recently, yeah. She was what, 83 when she died.
83 when she died, but I think she performed right up to her mid-70s, and then she finally settled down with her latest husband.
Yeah.
It seemed like a good guy. It seemed like she died happy. I mean, it was 83, 85. It's not tragic anymore. It's just
like she lived in Switzerland.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm out. She's like, I've been all around. Listen, she's like, I've been all around the world. I'm out. I see this. He's like, she's rolling over river to Switzerland.
I hate you so much.
I need you to quote a second song. You keep making rolling on the river jokes. I need you to show me that you know one other Tina Turner song. Go.
I do, but
Well, she didn't want to really fight no more. Too much talking, baby. That's why she got slapped by, what's his face?
Damn, man.
Wow. Everybody's harsh.
What?
Coming from you?
Yeah. Look at my name. I'm the one guy who didn't make an Ike Turner joke.
What the fuck? He just changed that.
I am officially the nicest guy here. You guys are just cold and cowed.
I don't know. You said Ray Stevenson probably died because
Hold up. I know how to get him going.
Okay, if you're gonna put Tina Turner and Ray Stevenson on the same level of celebrity.
I know how to get you going. Hold on. I know how to get you going.
Don't put up a picture of Cody Rhodes. That's a different show. Different show.
Yeah, that is a different show.
Oh, I got plenty for the next time we do that. But I'll say that.
We're doing that. Don't worry. We're doing that Saturday.
But
lisping bastard.
Holy shit.
I want the title. I deserve the title.
Now both Tina Turner and Tina Turner and Jim Brown, they were like in their 80s when they passed, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. On the show a lot. Like, let's throw a flag on the play here.
Flag.
Like, when does it stop being a tragedy? Like, everybody's like, oh, I'm so devastated Tina Turner died. She was sick for 2 years. She did it quietly and with dignity and respect. Yep. And she died peacefully at her home with the man she loved. Where's the tragedy?
Chadwick
Boseman.
I mean, yeah. Well, he was also sick too, but it was still a tragedy. Yes,
and he died in his home.
Yes. Chadwick Boseman. We called him out for being the absolute classiest human being in the world because he didn't make his illness everybody else's problem. He didn't ask for anything. He didn't want special treatment. He died with dignity. And that's something that's increasingly hard to do in an era of social media. Yeah. So I am really, really impressed with Chadwick Boseman. I miss him terribly.
Definitely. I'm trying to think of.
But I don't think you can call Tina Turner a tragedy. If anything,
after
all she overcame, she died on her terms, exactly how she wanted to go out, probably.
more like long life lived.
Yeah, and good life. Like,
not okay. Really a tragedy.
So it's not a tragedy. Would be like something like when Paul Walker died.
No, you know what? I'm gonna put a fork in that one too. You did 115 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood.
He wasn't driving though.
It doesn't matter. You got in the car, and I think he knew what he was doing. They were trying to recreate scenes of that movie.
Or yeah. Who's the kid who played? I think I forgot his real name, but he plays Chekhov in the like.
Anton Yelchin.
Yes. Yeah. He died in a car accident but wasn't caused by.
It wasn't a car accident. The car fell out of gear and pinned him up against his building.
Oh yeah,
it was an awful way to die. That's tragic. And I'm not trying to minimize Paul Walker.
Oh no, I know you're not. Yeah, no, I get it.
He's got a daughter, and that's the tragedy.
Yeah,
that he left a family, but it was a very avoidable tragedy.
Yeah,
and so my sympathy comes down a bit.
Meaning it could have been. It could have been.
Yeah. You don't drive 100 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood. He could have killed a lot of other people.
Yeah, he truly could have.
So my sympathy button goes down a bit.
Gotcha.
But Anton Yelchin, good call on that one.
Yeah, yeah. He's another one because Yelchin. I remember that death. That shit was shocking as shit. Because yeah. they just finished doing like the Star Trek like Beyond
and
shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then next you know, he died like a week later.
Yeah.
And it was like, how did it happen? And then I read how it happened. I'm like, no way.
Brandon Lee was a tragedy.
Brandon Lee, you know,
that was like an occupational hazard.
Was it? Why was there a live round?
I don't know why there was a live round.
Ask Alec Baldwin.
Yo, wow.
It's true. It's an honest question.
I know.
Alec Baldwin, in my opinion, though, he's the worst person to handle something like this. Anybody else that has the ability to show some human decency and remorse would have been much more accepted by the public. Did you see him when he went back on set? He actually held the gun backwards, and it was almost like he was saying, fuck you. Said, here, wow. Look, I'm not aiming it at you. I'm aiming it at me now. He was making light of it. And I wanted to shove the gun so far up his ass, it wasn't even funny.
Wow.
See if that one had a live round in it.
Wow. See, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's some shit for your ass right there.
It's fucked up because when you think about it, like, you think studios have learned their lesson from shit like this. And the fact that Alec Baldwin, like, they had a live fucking round in that shit. A live fucking round.
But also, when it comes to that, it's like, you can't necessarily just blame it on the actor because it comes from the props department. So who was fucking up with the props?
All right, but if you're a props director, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, big man.
No, go ahead.
But if you're the props director, are you checking for live ammunition on a set?
No, you're not.
Who the hell's looking for live ammo?
But it's something you should be doing, especially now. Now you really should be. But like, they should have been doing it since like Apocalypse Now. Like some shit happened on that one. And then the Brandon Lee thing, like, you think studios
would... Well, let me ask you this question.
Would know.
Do you think they checked all those weapons? Do you think one of the most gun-heavy movie, John Wick, do you think they kind of went through all those guns, right? And you think they was, like, made sure that every single gun didn't have live ammunition? Or did you know that for a fact that those guns were not real at all?
Technically, they didn't have. He didn't. They actually didn't have any ammo in those guns whatsoever. Not even blanks.
The triggers didn't even pull.
Nope.
Right.
No.
Because the flash muzzle and everything is all CGI.
CGI. Yes.
Yep. 100%. I was just.
Right. Those are stunt guys. They know better than to right. pull some shit off like that.
What made Alec Baldwin shit a little bit different? I know we're going off topic.
No, I didn't say it was different. I never said that. I just said their props director. And you have a good point too, Brett. You have a good point too with that, saying that, you know, should they? When does anybody have to check, you know, any props or anything like that? I mean, unfortunately, nowadays you got to, because even though there's a few movies that prove you don't even need blanks anymore.
Nope. If I'm doing a movie where there's a knife that's supposed to be plunged into my chest, Do I need to check that it's dummy? I'd like to think the prop director would know what a real knife looks like and what a fake knife looks
You're absolutely right. That's why I blamed it on him instead of the actor. You're right. But also after that bullshit that you were saying Baldwin did after. That's just
fucked up.
Yeah.
I can imagine being frustrated because you're Alec Baldwin. You go to work. You know, he showed up seconds before he started filming. He's Alec Baldwin.
Of course.
He wasn't checking anything other than making sure he knew his lines and where he needed to stand.
Right.
He hit his marks, and then he did what he was doing. I guess it was a close-up shot of him pulling the trigger on this rifle. And so I guess he had to engage it on such a level, and then it got shot. I think the lack of remorse that this man shows in every facet of his life, I think that is what that caused more of the outlet, like the backlash for this.
Correct.
And the outcry against him. He's such a terrible person, and he's so talented, it's a waste. I just finished watching 30 Rock again. The guy was fantastic. Just don't be an asshole. It's not hard.
You tell them that.
If the ball wins.
I mean, not all of them are. All of them assholes?
Nah, not the blonde hair one. He's actually good.
He was really good last week. He made me like a foot-long turkey. Okay. Put on the two different types of cheese, and I asked for the extra bacon, and he didn't charge me.
Was it Alex, Steven?
I don't know. Billy. Know. They're just Baldwins. They're like Skarsgårds. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And Justin Bieber is married to Alec Baldwin's daughter.
Really?
Not is it Alec Baldwin? What in the fucking?
Oh, that bloodline is just getting stronger.
Isn't it? I didn't even know he got married.
Yeah, he did. Like, he's married to, I forgot who's is it Alec Baldwin or is it
Usher? He was married to Usher.
But on to more important shit.
Yes. So Tina Turner, she's had a.
Oh, I thought we were going to a segue.
Yeah, I just want to finish off with Tina Turner. Sorry. I want to be honest with Tina Turner because jokes, but at the same time, like, what a true legend. What a fucking career. Mm-hmm. Still to this day, like, some of these artists are still trying to emulate that, right? Like, she walked on a, one of those ledgers, like, that goes out to the crowd during a concert on heels, high above people. No strap. She walked on that shit.
She also sang a little.
She's also sang. Not a little. She sang. She's one of those artists. What would a prince say? She's like, yes, my mic is on, and I do sing.
Yep.
Not a guarantee these days, and she was still doing it until the end. In fact, I think that's why she retired, is because she was no longer able to deliver the songs as people wanted to hear them. That's when every artist should tap out.
Yeah. I mean, it's so bad too. Like, I wish certain artists, you know, give up certain habits. Like, I wish Whitney stopped smoking. Just her voice. Like, the drugs, one thing, but the smoking, attitude.
You know what, though? It's sad for me to say this. Everybody immediately wanted to completely blame it on Bobby, but she did that shit.
Oh, yeah. You know why? You know why they blamed it on Bobby? Because
he was a wild child and she was the choir girl. That's what people thought of
him. Right,
right. He's an easy target. If there ever was Bobby Brown's an easy target.
And here's the thing, too. Let's not get twisted. He kind of, you know, was doing shit, too.
Oh, I didn't say stop blaming him. I just said people completely blamed it on him. It's not completely his fault, you see. Yeah, it's a half and a half toss between the two of them.
Wasn't she struggling with her sexuality too?
Well,
I heard rumors about that.
She had a girlfriend.
We all were thinking that shit.
Sorry. But the family was so religious. That's the thing too.
Yeah.
Part of a Christian black Christian family.
They were actually Baptists.
Baptist, yes, because I know I used to go to that church. What's up? Get in here. Now, nigga.
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't, because you're the guy who didn't make a Night Turner joke.
Yes. I'm the pinnacle of class.
Exactly.
Pinnacle? Really? MJF?
Oh, okay.
Long show.
But yes, the thing is that Whitney definitely had a very bisexual, but she wanted a family. She knew she couldn't have it with, what's the girl's name? Robin. She knew she couldn't have that. So she was like, I'm going to get this baby. She really wanted a kid. That was her thing. Mm-hmm. But it's also the things like, you know, like her family's from that old school style. Like when you want to be gay, it wasn't the thing. It's like, okay, it's no different from guys who, you know, are gay and they know they're gay and they go off and have kids. And, you know, years later, and it's like, well, my kids are grown. I'm gay now. I'm just saying. There's plenty of that.
She seemed very troubled.
She was. She was
not a happy person.
And her dad was a crook. I ain't gonna front.
Well, yeah, he probably stole all her money twice over.
He did.
Yeah. And then some.
And then
some. In my opinion, Bobby Brown's a hero.
Oh, wow.
It was his
problem. Everybody needs a hero.
He said it was his prerogative.
Yeah, there's Tina's song. Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
Oh, what love got to do?
Oh, did we hit three?
Yeah, we finally got three.
What love but a jerking hand emotion?
Yeah, okay.
That's back what to two. Back
honor to two. Tina's memory.
Got to do with it.
That's a who great way to. Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Your vibrator's broken.
Wow. Okay, wow. Okay. Can we move on? This is your show. Let's go.
All right. Moving on. Okay, so let's go with game trailers. And
stay by the way, I'm going to tell you this right now. Every time I pull up a video,
yeah.
my shot gets all like jumpy. So I'm not doing a video on my side.
All right. I'll pull up some shit. Let's see if it fucks up my shit. All right. So during, was it last week?
Brad, did you happen to catch the PlayStation showcase?
As a dedicated Xbox loyalist, I did not. I don't even have enough time to play. I love gaming, but the running joke on our show is that I'm really in love with something that I'm terrible at. I'm an awful gamer, like even embarrassingly bad.
So much
trying to jump over bushes that were clearly meant to be walls, and I couldn't not supposed to clear them. I'm just an awful. Okay, here we go.
Oh God,
he just had to rub it in your face.
Wrong show, God. Everybody sees my ugly ass face and they think we're talking wrestling.
Yeah, yes, they do.
And that trailer looks awesome. And Chris, we'll fight about it. That's all I'm saying. No, I haven't watched a whole lot of coming soon stuff. I've got Game Pass. If something is cool on there, I grab it. I don't have that anticipation for new games like I used to, but that's why I'm going to sit back and watch this segment. I want to see what's coming. Maybe I'll change my tune again.
All right. So. One of the things that I saw during the PlayStation State of Play was something that I'm going to play. it's more for, hold on. Let's see if I can bring it back up. I had it. It went away. Let me see if I can bring it up. Where are you at, bitch? Fucking. Here we go.
Actually, Chris just popped something in the comments. I do want to mention this real quick. Everybody has been getting really excited about all the remakes. And on one hand, I think that's awesome because you get to finally play the game like the developers intended. But the other half of it is, have they run out of ideas? Let that marinate for a few minutes while we watch this trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
This was one of them that was on my list. But I was debating this. I was debating this so hard until I found out that they're not changing. It's not going to be like another Twin Snakes where they changed a few things. Oh, that's kind of choppy.
Yeah.
Where they changed a few things and then, but they still like, you know, did, they kind of did some of their own thing, but kept some of the old stuff from the original Metal Gear Solid. No, this is basically just Metal Gear Solid 3 with the best graphics you can find. Right. And that's it. The story is still the same. So it's a legit remake.
Like I said, I think that there's part of that that's cool. They did it with the Resident Evil games. And yeah. I think that's what the developers were envisioning back with PS1 technology.
But what you were saying makes sense because Konami has fucked up every single AAA title in the last like 10 years. And the only thing they can do now is this. And the only reason why this is happening is because a small developers within Konami, they wanted to kind of show tribute to this. So they wanted to do a remake of literally, in my opinion, one of the best Metal Gear games.
Oh, it's not even arguably, like, people love that game.
And I got confused at one point when I saw the little Delta symbol at the end. I was like, what the fuck? And then I realized Delta kind of means like a change or something like that. So it's like a change in graphics or some shit. So, I mean, I guess.
And notice the fact that it's only PS5 too. That was the kicker of it for me.
Yeah. And David Hayter is returning as
the voice. That's the other thing. I'm like, oh.
Does that matter to you guys?
Yeah.
Like, there's only a handful of voices in games that really have to be what they were. And I think the original Lara Croft now, for sure, and then Marcus from Gears of War.
Okay.
He actually met that guy. He's actually a comedian. The guy's good. He was the voice of Bender.
That's right. He is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That guy's cool as hell. But,
well, what about, for instance, like Uncharted? Nolan North is the one who does the voice.
Doesn't Nolan North, like, he had a stretch for everything.
He does a lot of voices.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's just like Troy Baker, who does, like, a lot of voices now.
It's never really ruined anything for me, you know? Even, like, Chris Pratt as Mario. All the uproar about that. He did a fine.
I didn't mind it at all because they...
You almost didn't even know it was him at time.
But it's a cartoon, and you just let yourself watch a movie. Everybody wants to complain.
Yeah, I knew it was him, but you know how they explain the voice and everything of the, like, I liked how they explained it, kind of just, you know.
I like how they made fun of it in the little commercial. When they looked at it, he was like, you think the voice was too much? He was like, nah, I think it was okay. He's like, oh, okay, maybe it's a little
for you guys, so that was good. I'm excited. I know my brother was super excited. He was just like,
I was originally on the fence only because, and I'm one of those fans who is a Kojima
loyalist,
fan. Yes, I'm a Kojima loyalist. Hell yeah,
say you're a lawyer.
Because he's the one who created the story. He's the one. I just said it. You just missed it. I'll say it again. I am a Kojima loyalist. Four. Yes.
Own it.
but you know what though? Like, he created this franchise, mm-hmm. I should say, and these guys fucking pushed him out like he was garbage. And then after they did that, they literally threw out 90% of their moneymaker the window.
They could have did another zone in the end. They didn't even want to do that.
They don't want to do anything. Every company is like this. Ubisoft is the same way. Those goddamn bastards are the same.
Sorry to cut you off about Konami.
No, go ahead.
Konami owns the rights to Bloody Roar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a throwback.
And they won't even do another one. Because they suck.
You know why? Because they're afraid. They're afraid that they can't put anything that's
get original out of the business
together for it. And compete with the other fighting games. I agree with you. They should get out of the
business. I said give it to Xbox. Look what they did with Killer Instinct. It was in tournaments and everything. Like,
because you know why? Just like Bloody Roar, Killer Instinct is a fucking, like, it's nostalgia.
Good nostalgia.
So Bloody Roar is, that's what I mean. Bloody Roar is nostalgia. When people see that Bloody Roar is coming back, updated graphics
and
they'll go fucking insane. The
graphics aren't games anymore. It can't just be graphics anymore. The problem I got with gaming today, maybe I'm showing my age, I really don't feel like there has been any real innovation. Like the new Star Wars game is awesome because it puts you in that world. Yeah, it really does reflect it. But ask me if there's a drop of originality in that game. There's not one. Not one.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I played some of it. I can tell you this much. I like the first one. I thought the mechanics are good. They were tight.
It's right.
I have got a real problem. There it is. I got a real problem with the lack of innovation in gaming today. This feels like the 80s and 90s again, where it was just side-scrollers and fighting games.
I like the game. I beat it. I'm playing on another difficulty. They finally did right by the game, New Game Plus. But I kind of... how can I say this? As much as I liked the game, it still felt somewhat a little stiff. Just a tad bit. And I'm like... Like, where is the, if he's like, why is he still stiff? As if, like, why is he still stiff? Like, he should be a little bit more wild with it a little bit, you know?
Because technology hasn't caught up with people's vision. Because some of these games that want to make you look so fluid, there's a cost that they have to do. It's either the mechanics or the graphics.
Well, if you have enough money, you can do both.
It can't be both.
If you get that much animation and that much fluidity, almost like ragdoll physics, then you are looking at endless clipping issues because the game won't be able to process the graphics fast enough to register your input. So he feels stiff because they have a certain way they want to portray this Jedi.
Right.
So yeah, I enjoyed it. I didn't find it stiff. I found it. I didn't feel a rush to go back and play it like I did for Sunday. You know, the last game that really got me excited about gaming again was Gears of War. It was a whole new mechanic. It was a different kind of game. And even now, I don't really even get excited for those anymore. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt.
I think because Metal Gear, what, six or five?
Gears 5?
You mean Metal Gear?
It was a 5? I think I tuned out. I think I tuned out after 5. I was like,
Well, that's it. That's all they had.
That was the last one.
All right, got another.
Bro, you never played those games anyway.
I played Gears of War.
Oh, you said Gears of War. You were saying Metal Gear, not Gears of War.
Yeah, Metal Gear. I watched my brother play. I watched my brother play.
That's what I was like. Wait a minute, how you talk about a game? I know you played Grand Theft Auto.
I used to love watching people play Grand Theft Auto. I hated playing it.
Sometimes you just want to watch people play. You don't want to play the game. Like, if it's certain, like Metal Gear, I'd rather watch other people play, and I enjoy the story for me.
Because I mean, Metal Gear is like a goddamn movie. Like,
I said this on our show a while back, but I'm like, I got all upset at my son because he spends half his day just watching videos of people playing video games. And I said, well, you know, how exciting can that be for you? Then I realized I watch porn.
That you play, but you play a game with yourself too, though.
It's the same story, you know. Like, I'm not there.
Yeah. Well, another kid out my hand.
So yeah, I kind of get it. I don't enjoy watching people play games so much anymore. But back in the day, Grand Theft Auto was fun. I'm just so bad at it that it wasn't fun to play it. I'd rather just watch some
Grand Theft Auto.
I used that as an example a minute ago.
Okay.
Because to me, that's a fun game to watch.
All right.
Not a fun game to play.
I got one more. I got a trailer for you guys. I'm going to show this one to you.
What's your video player like? What are you playing this with? PowerPoint?
Why?
It's so choppy, dude.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's just like that.
You're playing it straight from like. Okay. It's Assassin's Creed. All right.
This is probably the actual frame rate of the game. Original. That's a funny word.
Word. Like, I'm excited for it.
It's starting to become this, just like what Brad said, it has lost its innovation, its originality, all that stuff. I like how they're going back to form to the very first game.
Yeah, it is too late.
Too late.
Like the one.
They wasted too much time. And the one
game
that
we all wanted, now they're doing it. It's like.
They wasted too much time. The one game we wanted like 15 years ago, they was like, no, we're never going to go to Japan. And now they're going to Japan. Hey, we're doing a Japan game. Yo, I swear to God, I will slit your throat.
God damn.
Because Ubisoft, as Sir Wednesday would call them, they be soft. They take these little ass baby steps with these IPs. And they do
shit. I mean, look at Division 2. Look how long, like, Division 2 has been out. How long? That shit is fucking, granted, they put out some more DLC for it.
Like 10 years, I think.
It's literally 15.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Division was a lot of fun when I had to empty 3 clips into a guy to get him to fall down. What a great afternoon that was.
Yeah, right.
Assassin's Creed, the fact that they're sitting here and saying, yeah, we're innovating, we're doing something new by going back to our roots, that's how they're getting people to buy this shit again.
Of course, because people were bitching that a lot of the newer games, Origins, Odyssey, and no. Let me finish, because I love Origins, but I'm just saying other people, certain people didn't like the last three because they went into RPG.
Yeah, it was RPG,
and all that stuff. And see, me, I loved Origins because it was their version of something different, something unique. RPG, right? They literally went out of their comfort zone and made something out of their original IP, and it got so much backlash. But I was like, why? It's different. It's something you wanted. Gamers are like Star Wars fans,
usually, because they're mostly the same people. But the truth of the matter is, they'll tell you that the previous Assassin's Creed had no innovation and no depth. So they added innovation and depth. Oh, how come they couldn't just why fix what isn't broken? They're never happy. Ever.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta play with a girl. You can choose the boy. But it shouldn't be an option to play with the girl.
I love Lara Croft, man. It was like my dating history back in college. Because every time I try to go to one of their doors, she'd go, no.
Damn, right?
Honestly, out of everything that I saw at the PlayStation showcase, I was really like, yeah, okay. Everybody loves the Spider-Man 2, the Metal Gear remake, and all that shit.
Diablo.
But did you see Alan Wake 2, bro?
I can't believe they're bringing that back. Are you for real?
Yeah.
I swear to God, and it looks fucking amazing.
For now,
I think
I'll play that in a hard. I'll buy that day one.
I think it's multi. It's a multi console. I think it is. But Alan Wake 2. I remember. You know what? I thought it was. I thought it was Alone in the Dark at first. But then they said, I was like, Alan, oh shit, Alan. Yeah, I'll talk
about that too.
I love that game.
That's the game I'm
so really they showed it on the PlayStation, but it's not exclusive.
Okay.
Not,
So there you go.
On the PlayStation, PlayStation, what's the name? But it's not exclusive. Yes. Come on. Yeah, because, yeah, it's a multi-platform.
Excellent.
Even like that can't be exclusive. Yeah. It has to be multi-platform.
No, I got, but I got to check that one out. For
watch
sure.
All right, let's watch. I mean, we can watch the trailer here.
There's still Destiny
fans out there? Destiny on some real shit is deep. Like the DL.
No, I heard it's deep. I heard it is deep. I'm not like getting on it because I've never played it. I never even watched it. But and they made sure you know not actual gameplay because they don't want the CD Projekt Red bullshit happening to them. Yeah, of course. Are you doing this straight from YouTube?
It's from GameStop. GameSpot.
You should have just went from YouTube, bro. Not a website. You
is your graphics card powered by a hamster on a wheel?
Shut your ass up.
Oh, shit. Why don't you just have Brad watch it on his phone?
Just hold up to the camera.
Is that...
That's not John Wick. Because everybody thought that was John Wick.
That looked like Jared Leto at his Jared Leto-ist.
Yo, honestly, that looked... You know what I look that's like? The, that? I look like no, Jake that's the Gyllenhaal. Short one.
That's the short trailer. There's a longer trailer, but like I said, if you I know just about anybody who does watch this and whatnot, I know they've seen it probably, or they can just go on YouTube and watch it. So yeah,
I
Brad,
will, but
you
let
can
me
check
ask
it out.
What are you guys excited about in gaming right now? You know,
right
I'm
now?
A cynic and everything. There isn't much that's getting me going. I think we're going to start seeing some innovations in sports games. That's mostly what I play.
Why,
I think we're going to start seeing
different things.
Yeah, I think the innovation is going to start. I think you're going to Madden for years has been stuck in a rut. And so I think they're going to do something a little more different, maybe something with a VR component coming up. And I would like to see that. But what's exciting you guys? You guys are much bigger gamers than I am.
I can show you. What I'm excited about.
It's not choppy, is it?
Choppy like chopped beef.
Like chopped cheese. Yes. Oh, Mortal Kombat 1.
So another reboot.
It's not really, actually.
You know what? If you tell me that this multiverse shit isn't nothing but a thinly veiled reboot, sorry.
No, because it does have the same characters, but in different, I want to say the word positions.
We know certain characters are in there, but we don't know everybody.
Raiden's mortal.
Oh, his eyes don't glow blue? Nope.
He's not a god. Because Luke Kang's
the
god.
Then why call
it
Mortal Kombat 1?
Because because in the last game, Liu Kang reset the timeline and made a new universe.
Multiverses suck. This is a suck. It's a side conversation for another show when we got more guys on here. But I got to tell you, one of the problems I've got with the multiverse is it gives you creative license to never have to commit to anything. You kill somebody, you can bring them back. Just ask Gamora. You know, if you can do things and say there's really no consequence or weight to it because they could always come back. I know we're going to see Tony Stark again.
Of course, probably in Secret Wars.
But that's what I mean. Then what was the gravity of him dying? If we know that
any more money,
like I.
Well, they're only gonna have. You're not supposed to show all that.
Why not?
Because we get flagged. That video has gotten flagged on everybody's channel because of the blood and violence. Because Warner Brothers sucks.
Not Warner Brothers, it's YouTube.
No, it's Warner Brothers though, because it's Warner Brothers saying not to put it up there.
Then why do they make this shit available?
Which is dumb.
I'm sorry, dude. Was I not supposed to call Warner Brothers shit? But that's what it is. It's shit.
Oh, who cares?
Okay, so.
Yeah, I mean,
Raiden's got hazel eyes now instead of blue ones. Ooh, smell the innovation.
Like I said, I'm waiting for Alan Wake 2 because that just looks great. That just looks fantastic. And I miss playing those games. Like the Alan Wake games, especially the Alan Wake games, because they were unique back then, and then they tried to revive it, and it became even better. And now they made the sequel to that again.
Well, my only issue is the fact that you said with sports games are coming innovative. What innovative sport game is going to happen?
I think it's immersion. One of the things for the last 10 years, we've kept hearing about this uncanny valley, where we were going to not be able to notice the difference with squinted eyes, but we're not going to be able to tell the difference between in-game movement and actual movement. And I think sports games, more than any other genre, illustrate that, mostly the NBA 2K series.
Now that, yes.
If you put that game on and you have like the movie filter on your TV.
I do.
You think you're watching the NBA.
Yes. The problem is with the Madden games, And I've stopped buying Madden games years ago. They were not innovative. They were trash. They just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And all because the NFL continues to let EA have this goddamn license. It is the most redundant thing. They're the only ones that can make a fucking NFL game. And when you do that, you really monopolize it. Like, you don't spread it out. So you can actually get more companies to make NFL games. Like, the reason why EA bought it out is because they were losing it. They were losing it to 2K. 2K was beating them. They already had quarterback mode. They were the first ones to do it. They're the first ones to actually do a turbo where you can run faster. The tackling was good, but the first couple 2Ks, you could tackle somebody from like all the way over here.
Oh yeah, I was actually in another stadium.
Yeah, yeah. The tackling was pretty like
crazy. But they had those wrap tackles.
Yeah, they had the wrap tackles.
Yeah, and then you could drag the guy a little bit.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. The competition right now, there's only one sport that has two games with the same license, and that's golf.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a sad statement. I remember when we were kids. Mm-hmm. You had to choose between Ken Griffey baseball, bases loaded, you know, and they had all different options. Some of them had the players, some of them had the team, some of them had both.
Yeah.
And you had to figure out where your money was going. Today, you got one choice.
I got a feeling, because the thing is, too, like EA knows that they make a shit product. And they know for a fact that if 2K got NFL back, they would be fucking losing money in a heartbeat. And it wouldn't be like 2K would probably treat it like they do WWE, what they're doing now. Probably a little bit better, but meaning that they don't want to lose that license. They'd probably be like, we'll make the game. We'll make updates for an entire year. We'll wait before we even come out with another game, and then we'll come out with another game. But more than likely, they'll probably just come out with another game anyway. Because, I don't know, they have, you know, they're round-the-clock workers that make NBA 2K games. And for some reason, they always update the graphics. The graphics are always better than what they were last year. And they always make some innovation stuff. They're always changing things. Now, if they did that with the NFL, make an NFL 2K 22 or 23, sorry, 24, right? EA would lose their shit because they'd be like, oh, shit, we didn't think of that. They wouldn't even fucking have the title. They wouldn't have the license. The thing about it I don't get is, why did the NFL do that? Because granted, Madden, right? This is before Madden even died. Madden's name itself, the Madden itself, the title of Madden had all the football teams. And I think when NFL 2K was, I think the last one they did was 2005. Was the last time they did NFL 2K? That was the last time there was NFL 2K. I think Madden was a big part of that, of getting the license from EA.
Yeah, they bought exclusivity. Same thing with baseball. When they lost out on the MLB license to 2K at the time, they stopped making MVP baseball. Yeah. MVP 2005 was a perfect baseball game. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe, just maybe, we'll start seeing some more competition. Because, I mean, in anything, Marvel versus DC, that makes each one better. Okay, you look at WCW versus WWF. Competition made it better. I think video games need competition.
AEW versus WWE.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. They're not there yet.
They have to sell out. They have to sell out certain big stadiums first before they do that.
You know, they don't have to. I think the big misconception here is that asses in seats automatically equals the show is not popular. Do you know how much money that company is making for Warner Brothers right now?
A lot.
Tons.
And a new game coming out.
All right. They're going to be just fine. But here, that's for Chris. That cynical bastard.
I'm working.
He's working. I don't believe you.
But yeah, it's
Braden.
But it's crazy. Like, I really want like a new. Like, I stopped buying football games because I don't like the product of Madden. If I'm gonna spend my money right, I'm not gonna put it into a product that I don't want. So I'm not. I haven't bought Madden in years. I refuse to buy Madden. Everything about Madden is trash. You can't tell me anything different. You can't tell me that EA has did better graphics. They haven't. Maybe because of the new consoles, they had to. But other than that, it's still trash to me.
I'll tell you right now, I have a different opinion on that, but I also don't pay for the games. I do reviews for a website that I won't plug on here for free. But I do, and they send me the codes, and I get free games every year. I don't think I would be as kind to them if I had spent $70 on each one of them. Yeah. Something to think about.
Right. But even if I want to put like $60 into a game and you're not getting a franchise mode and it's trash and a whole bunch of, like, it's just, I love NFL games. But the thing about it is, like, I had more fun playing 2K than I did Madden any time of day. And the reason why the only reason why people play Madden is because of the namesake and popularity. Kind of like iPhones. Why do people like iPhones? Here's the thing that I realized. It's something that's been talked about too. A lot of people like iPhones. Is it because it's one of the best companies that make iPhones? No. Or make phones? No, it's not. It's because of status. Because if you have...
I disagree with you here.
No, yes.
I like my status. iPhone because they work. They just work.
It's
my status. Wife's Android is 93 updates a day. And they're all of them break something.
No, they don't.
Six of them break another thing.
My phone.
She doesn't have a cheap phone either. She's got a higher end phone. I'll stick with my iPhone anyway because it just works.
It's status, Brad.
Well,
It may not be you, but the reason why people like iPhones.
Welcome to my mansion. Have you checked out my palace?
Yes.
As I sit here in my cartoon Darth Vader shirt, living the high life with status.
Hey. Don't knock it. They are freaking billionaires.
True.
Who dress like you, okay?
Yeah, but they don't have to. I do.
You got a point.
All right, last thing. We're going to do one, and...
Yeah, I want to know what the hell this is. Oh, story time.
True story, what the fuck moment.
So you got to give us a...
Okay.
What do you mean?
True story. What the fuck? So, in everybody's life, there's a point where something is just out of whack. You're like, what the fuck? Like, you just don't realize that this happened. Like, this actually happened. To the point where you just be like, this is happening. It could be anything. It could be you standing there and somebody got shot. To you standing in a hotel room and there's an orgy in front of you. You're like, what the fuck? How did this happen?
That sounds like some Dragon Con shit.
What the fuck? Brad got secrets he don't want to say.
I got nothing. I never leave this house. My what the fuck moment is, ooh, she bought salami.
Because his wife is vegan. His wife is vegan.
That she is. Honestly, I can't. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get all heavy with it. 9/11, I was in the city for that. Fuck. You know, living there. So that was a definite what the fuck moment. because at first we heard that a plane hit and we just assumed it was a propeller plane from Teterboro coming in, and somebody got off course or lost control of the plane. And, you know, while tragic, it wasn't a mass casualty situation. Then, as information, that, I mean, we weren't tweeting. We didn't have internet-enabled phones.
We had the news.
And then I tried calling around, and nobody was answering because the lines were all tied up.
Yep.
So, you know, that was a what-the-fuck moment. But, I mean, again, that's almost too easy. 8 million people had
I think 9/11 is a what-the-fuck moment for everybody.
Yeah, that was for this country. So especially, that doesn't
count. I'll say what-the-fuck moment for that is literally – it surprisingly, it's not even if it's the World Trade, like the towers, like they're big as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Big as fuck. The what the fuck moment for that, for me, for that whole situation was they got the Pentagon.
No, a missile got the Pentagon. That was a fucking missile, that was bro. Still, shut up.
There was no debris.
No fucking plane debris there, and it only hit one. It was a single.
It could not have flown that low. They're not designed to fly that low. That's called landing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they show video. That wasn't even a fucking clear ass video. If you were to slow it down, you could tell.
That was
it was a goddamn.
The fact that it hit, I was like, God damn. But I have a what the fuck moment. So. Maybe Echo might remember this shit. I was on the way to work. It was Black Friday. And I was in my Uber. This is when Ubers can, like, have more than one passenger. Yeah,
before COVID.
And on the way.
BC. Yeah,
damn. What now?
Right.
On the way to work in my Uber, and and at the time I was working inside the Worst Buy, and the Uber is going towards my job, and there's another car coming, literally this way, oncoming traffic, ran like didn't even give a shit, knew that the light had turned red for like 5 fucking minutes already. Just vroom.
Mm-hmm.
Literally almost hit. We literally almost hit. This dude, the Uber driver literally stopped here. I said, dude, speed up. He was like, and literally he hit the little back car, the back part of the car as we're turning. Luckily, the car that, luckily, no, the
car didn't fish
but the tail. Car that passed us hit spin the fucking street pole. And mind you, I was on the end where the car was coming.
Split seconds. Change your life forever.
And then
I got one that also is me going to work. I was driving down 78 when I used to work for the catering place that we did catering for the hospital that I used to work at. So I'm driving down 78 and when I'm going down it's like a slight hill where you literally see everything. I saw an 18 wheeler crash through the divider. And then the back tire hits a certain part of the divider and fucking tumbles. So literally the only it went over at least like five or six
like a hill
cars
going down a little bit.
It went over like 5 or 6 cars. Like it trampled over 5 or 6 cars. And made a complete mess. It was not, I forgot what it was carrying. It was like a liquid. And they had to literally shut down the entire area. They had to turn people around. And, like, it was – I stopped my car. I went on the shoulder because I was driving on the all the way to the right. The moment I saw it go through the divider, I went on the shoulder and stopped. I was like, nope. No. Because I'm not dying tonight.
Anything for you, Brad?
Yeah, it actually only happened about 6-7 months ago. I had a friend of mine actually from your neck of the woods. And for 2 days, he was telling me he was coming to visit. And I don't know what happened, but the man somehow lost control of his ability to use the clock. He couldn't time his cars right. He couldn't predict traffic. And it turned out he wasn't able, physically able to make it to the Great Seal of Rhode Island. You know, and he had challenged himself to do it on $50. It was a tragic, tragic moment.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about Sir Wednesday and his off fucking timing that he's always had.
Do you know why they call him Sir Wednesday? Because he can't get shit done on Friday and Saturday, that's for sure.
He can't get shit done on Wednesday.
We lie. With the beret. Where the hell is he?
Yeah, well, bet you he come in late. Like, oh, I missed him.
He missed the Greyhound.
Yeah. Two of them.
That was one of the best days. I'm like, dude, have you met up with Art Craig yet? I remember saying, he's like, dude, I'm still in New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you?
I even texted him because I was like, oh, are you up with the guys? Yeah. He's like, I haven't left. At this point, he was like, I haven't left New York yet. I was like, what you mean, bro? Bro, you're like hours late. What is going on? And then I'm like,
today?
And then you told me ahead of time, like almost like warning me. He's like, yo, this
nigga hasn't left yet. I told you. I was like,
and I was like, what do you mean he hasn't left yet? And then as soon as you text me that, I get a call. And then he calls me. And I'm like, oh, hey. I'm hearing that, like, you know, your car messed up. Did you like catch a train or something? Did you meet up with Craig and them? He's like, nah, I'm still in New York. And I looked at my phone for a second. I was like, it's 4 o'clock. Wait a second. I looked at my phone and looked at the time.
I went out and bought beer, food.
I thought you left at like 8 in the morning or something.
I had an air mattress set up for him.
Like, if, like, on some real shit, if I'm going to Rhode Island, like, Echo knows, I'm one of those people that's like, if I plan something, I'm early. I'm like, I'm gone. I'm not waiting for nobody. I'm out. Because I hate being fucking late. Especially if something that's pre-planned already, I'm like, yeah, I'm gone. If I have to go to Rhode Island or if I have to do any type of traveling, I'm an early person. I'm like, all right. I don't have no car. That's the other thing, too. I don't have no car, so I have to plan ahead of time.
Right.
So I have to be like, okay, I'm up at 8 or I'm up at 6. I'm out the door at 7. So the rest of the time, any bullshit that happens is going to happen now, but I'm still going to get where I need to go. When I go to Rhode Island, I'm out the door on Thursday, sometimes Friday. Out the door early, and I'm up there early on Friday, probably around like 1 or 2, but I'm still up there. I get out there early. I don't play. If I'm going for a flight.
If you spend all that money, I mean, the amount of money we spend to go to Comic-Con, basically you're spending money to go shopping. Yeah. And it's a strange thing when you really break it down, but it's a fun event. I'm sad we're not going to be there. But I would want to milk every goddamn minute I could.
Right.
For that kind of admission price. You know, I don't see the point in waiting in line. But at the same time, you know, if you're racing to get to a certain celebrity, so be it. Do your thing. But I was blown away by that. Cedric, obviously, I'm busting balls. So I miss you, brother. Miss you big time.
Yeah, well, I got another what the fuck moment.
Cool.
With me, Echo, Sir Wednesday, and Redbeard, we're hanging out. I forgot.
I wonder which one of the Redbeard antics is this one.
Sir Wednesday antic. He ain't here, he's a bitch. Anyway,
shut up.
And
go ahead, keep going.
And so what happened is that we're just hanging out. I believe we're at karaoke, right? Or outside. We were outside of karaoke. We're just hanging out. And we're just talking and laughing, this and that. And Sir Wednesday pulls out a fucking big ass soda. I think it was a soda or something like that, out of his pocket. It was just like, where the fuck you get this shit? You throw it in my pocket. Like, where the fuck you get magical shit? He, for some reason, this motherfucker always pulled out shit, and we least expect to act like we didn't, like, he just pulled it out like a fucking magician. Like,
it's like dollar store Chris Angel.
I remember when he was driving his car, he took out that big goat from underneath his chair. I was like, how the fuck did you fit that underneath
your car? I can't even do it in that suede jacket, like, ooh, Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, he did. He pulled shit out of. I'm like, where the fuck did this shit come from? Like, yo, Cedric, I need a wrench. I got you.
I got you.
like, bro. But that's a what the fuck moments. We'll probably have more when we get all the guys here. But I want to thank Brad for being here.
Man, this was an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I like this mystery guest.
Well, good. It wasn't much of a mystery. You never told me it was going to be a surprise. I told Chris the other day, so it wasn't that much of a mystery. But let's not make this such a long time in between visits. I'll definitely come back. I was on your definitely. 6th anniversary episode. I took up space there, but at least I got a chance to talk tonight and do some other things. So anytime you guys want me, man, I'd love to be here.
Be here all the time. Just to rag on Sir Wednesday.
Are you going
to
make him a... Oh, my God.
All right. Echo, take us out.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode and many episodes that we do have, please like, share, subscribe to all of our platforms. And are you going to do all the stuff? Okay. I'm waiting on you because I'm already there. You can follow us on Instagram at True Story Bro, and then you are slow. And you can also follow us on our Twitter, which is at @official_TSBP. You can also follow us on Twitch. Some of you people are watching it right now at twitch.tv/officialtruestorybro.
And don't forget to follow our good friend here at
NeedToSayPodcast.com and wherever you get really bad podcasts. We are leading the way.
And don't forget to follow me and Brad and Big Chris on Rose at Ringside. We'll be streaming this Saturday.
Are we?
Yes.
Sorry, Cedric was supposed to deliver the message.
Yeah, he took 2 hours to get it to you.
That's right. He sent it by carrier pigeon in the back of his car. All right. Well, no, that's good to know, actually, because give me a reason to avoid my kids again. So that'll be a fun afternoon.
Echo, this is your part. So,
And you can follow me, Crimson Dawn. I'm Crimson Dawn. Crimson Good movie. Adams. Forgot Good movie. Her fucking name. Crimson Dawn? Yeah, it was. And also, Man Has No Nickname, even though he has many names now. You can follow all of us at Saturday Night Nightmare with no S on Instagram. And you can also follow us at YouTube.com/@SaturdayNightNightmare as well.
And you can follow me also on my Twitch which is Year Round House.
Even though he hasn't done shit also on it lately.
I haven't had it, but you can follow me on my Twitter, which I do respond on my Twitter a lot more, which is Year Round House on Twitter. I didn't put it up there because, just follow me. And if you need a beverage drink, we have 10% off.
Need a beverage drink?
No, fuck.
If you guys need a thirst for your buck, you can go to drinkwildbills.com and put on our code TrueStoryBro and get yourselves 10% off on all purchases that you make there. Go now, since the summer is here, because it's past Memorial Day season. You can go get their summer flavors, where they got the Rocket Pop, they got Cola, they got all these cool things, and they got more. So go to drinkwildbills.com, put in the code TrueStoryBro, and save money, because, you know, money's very precious these days, and inflation sucks. But... you can save money with this code.
If you buy a case, I heard that Sir Wednesday will pull it out of his own pocket.
I do think some people who have been ordering, I've been seeing those orders on the emails. So thank you. That means I noticed some of you guys watch us. So thank you. Keep doing it. Keep supporting us.
And we do have a merch.
If you want shirts like this or other shirts that we have, because none of these other people who are on this show has a shirt except for me. Anyway, you can go to what it says right there. true-story-bro.creator-spring.
I thought you asked for the long URL.
I wish I didn't.
Swag, man. I didn't realize you guys had swag. I gotta get some swag for sure.
Yeah, y'all need swag. But you know, as we all,
I need to get their swag. I need to get Craig that Craig shirt.
Craig is dirt
for real. So
number one with the bullet.
I need to get
that. He sold one in Germany. There is somebody in Germany right now walking around with our Craig's face on the back with a big X through it, and the hashtag on the front, Craig is dirt, without a lick of context. Like, he's sitting in a German McDonald's right now, and people have no idea what the hell's going on. And that's the kind of marketing we like.
See, the shirt,
that's
see, the shirt that we need to get is this, though.
Yeah, but see, that's context.
Yeah, but
you want to do almost like, because that thing that they have for Craig is a cool ass inside joke, and also a very outlandish, like, pointing at him saying, Craig's ancient.
Did you hear what his family did up at Thanksgiving? Everybody bought one. And so when Craig got to the house, the entire extended family was wearing the same shirt.
Wow.
And then a 5-year-old niece of his came up to him and goes, "You're dirt," and then ran off giggling. Like, this is taking on a life of its own. So it's amazing. Well,
there's another shirt that I think we need to create, and I think it should be this.
I think you should do Sir Wednesday, but do it like Waldo. He's missing on New Jersey Transit.
Oh my god.
I'm with it.
Oh my god. Well,
thank you. Thank you for being here.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
And on that.
Yeah, you guys must listen to these guys because they're hilarious. They're our brothers.
I'm pretty sure they'll be talking about this shit too.
We love them.
Oh, no, on Friday night, I'll be mentioning this visit. That's right.
Oh, shit.
Especially the visit that.
Well, that's right. Never did. That's right.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about how he still hasn't arrived. But we are going to talk about some what the fuck moments, because it's actually, believe it or not, something we were going to bring up weeks ago. So the fact that you brought it up tonight, great minds think alike. And then there's us.
So it's on Friday, right? What time on Friday? Maybe I'll come in.
Well, we don't record like this. We do it just around the table. But you guys got to
come on. I'll call you.
You could call in. We can make that work.
Yeah, I'll call in.
All right.
I know they don't do
that. We have the camera set up. We just haven't done it.
We're all set up. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in, and have a good night.
Don't be bitches. Make us famous. Yes.
Later, fellas.
Yes. This is. Peace.